I blame it on the fame and say it's just so tough being a celebrity. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The G7 leaders continue meeting in Italy. Pope Francis has now arrived at the gathering. In a few hours, he will become the first pope to address the body. The Supreme Court rejecting a request to overturn the FDA's declaration of mifepristone as safe, the drug used in the majority of the country's abortions.
The ruling keeps mifepristone available by mail in most states where abortion is legal. In other words, status quo, which Vice President Harris says is not reason to celebrate.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In Congress, the issue has expanded to include access to contraception and IVF.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Today, we could get a ruling on whether presidents should have absolute immunity over prosecution. Rain continuing to fall in South Florida. Some parts of the state, including an area south of Fort Lauderdale and another south of Tampa, getting 20 inches of rain yesterday. This is ABC News. Another FAA investigation into Boeing, this time around the 787 Dreamliners. Boeing admitting hundreds of fasteners on planes under construction may have been improperly installed. Another day of decisions from the Supreme Court this morning possible, with several big cases still outstanding. ABC's Brian Clark says one centers on the add-ons for guns, known as bump stocks.
Private ownership of a machine gun is illegal in the U.S. That dates back to 1934's National Firearms Act. The question for the court was whether bump stocks, devices that allow for rapid fire with one trigger pull, are illegal. During April's oral argument, Justice Kavanaugh warned of a possible consequence if they were.
That's going to ensnare a lot of people who are not aware of the legal prohibition.
Bump stocks were outlawed in 2018 after they were used in the Las Vegas shooting. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Florida Panthers now just one win away from winning the Stanley Cup. They topped the Oilers 4-3 last night. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86, and highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday.
Currently 59 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are campaigning for President Joe Biden. One of them, former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, said at a Thursday press conference outside the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison that former President Donald Trump is the single greatest threat to the U.S. in a generation. Meanwhile, Trump walked back remarks about the city where he'll accept his party's presidential nomination at next month's Republican National Convention. D.C.-based media outlet Punchbowl News reported that the former president referred to Milwaukee as a horrible city in remarks to House Republicans Thursday. And a new Western Wisconsin radio station is being named after the late director of Wisconsin Public Media. Thursday, WEPP went on the air, named for Eugene Patrick Purcell, better known as Gene Purcell, who died in 2021 when he was struck by a negligent driver. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A longtime downtown Durand business owner has passed away. Bob Borgert, who, with his wife Darlene, have run the Durand Bakery since 1983, passed away unexpectedly on Monday. Bob and Darlene moved to Durand from Sun Prairie to take over the Durand Bakery. A celebration of Bob's life will be held on June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Real Funeral Home in Durand. The new basketball court at Tarrant Park is open and in use. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the Durand Sportsman's Club is looking at having a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the court June 25th.
We're looking at possibly come up around the 25th. We'll make an announcement. There was going to be the Sportsman's Club is talking about having like a ribbon cutting. We'd have some city council there and some other folks and so on and so forth, just sort of show it off a little bit and so on. But we're looking to do that. We'll get that information out once we get it all squared away with the Sportsman's Club.
The Durand Sportsman's Club paid to have the court installed at Tarrant Park. Menominee is getting a new treatment center. Crews broke ground yesterday on Arbor Place's new facility in Menominee. The new center will be a place for people struggling with both substance abuse and mental health issues. The new center will be 15,000 square feet and have 20 beds plus space for counseling and therapy, a child care space, and playground. The hope is to open the new center by next year. A 19-year-old is dead after police say he drowned in a lake in northwest Wisconsin. The teenager, identified as Hunter O'Neill, died Wednesday after he slipped below the water on Shell Lake. Police say he and his friends were on the beach when O'Neill went for a swim. At some point, he started to struggle and then went under the water and never came back up. Rescue crews pronounced him dead at the scene. For the first time in years, Minnesota is officially drought-free. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor released yesterday showed that abnormally dry conditions in northern Minnesota are gone, making that state 100% drought-free. Over 99% of Minnesota was in some form of drought in mid-March. The moisture deficit, though, started to drop as Minnesota has received more than 12 inches of rain between March and May. Meanwhile, only small portions of Iron, Adams, Juneau, Sauk, and Richland counties are still considered abnormally dry in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A dairy operation in Sparta is looking at a six-figure fine after state investigators say the owner allowed his pollution permit to expire. The Wisconsin Department of Justice fined Milsna Dairy Supply just under $210,000 for allowing their Wisconsin Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit to expire in 2015. The dairy never replaced it. There's no word of any manure spills from the dairy, but state investigators say the dairy did make several pollution containment improvements without state approval. The fine covers the 2,501 days when the dairy didn't have the proper pollution paperwork. It's a return to Wisconsin for Donald Trump. The former president will be in Racine next week to rally his base. It's the former president's latest stop in Wisconsin and another sign of how critical Wisconsin is to both sides in this November's race for the White House. The latest Marquette Law poll shows Trump tied with President Biden in Wisconsin. The former president lost the state by just 22,000 votes in 2020. A new requirement is aimed at checking the spread of avian influenza in dairy cattle. Acting on a recommendation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture is requiring influenza A testing prior to the movement of lactating dairy cattle to fairs or exhibitions. This will be effective June 19th, and producers must receive a negative test for influenza A at an approved laboratory with samples collected no more than 7 days prior to movement. USDA already requires influenza A testing for the interstate movement of dairy cattle, and this latest announcement will limit the risk of commingling infected animals. Avian influenza has been detected in dairy cattle in 12 states, including neighboring Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. The state of Minnesota will receive over $10.5 million over 3 years in a settlement with Johnson & Johnson. The deal resolves deceptive marketing allegations in selling the pharmaceutical company's talc powder products. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said the company failed to disclose that asbestos was in the talc products and that it was harmful and may cause cancer. New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson did not admit wrongdoing but agreed to pay $700 million to settle an investigation by 42 states and Washington, D.C. The Minnesota Department of Health is expressing concerns that a majority of state schools do not employ a school nurse. The health department released its Minnesota School Nurse Workforce Study Wednesday. The report focuses on 2022 and the impact the COVID-19 pandemic had on health. The agency surveyed 94% of the state's public and charter schools and found that only 49% of those districts employed a licensed school nurse. The report concludes that schools in smaller districts, charter schools, and schools that serve low-income families often don't have access to nursing or health care services. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits?
It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
According to the Happy City Index, Minneapolis ranks as the happiest city in the United States. Minneapolis ranked 18th globally, that according to the Global Institute for Quality of Life. Boston, Baltimore, and Washington also ranked in the top 100 nationally. Factors such as education, social inclusion, transportation, and green spaces were all considered when evaluated. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Carlos Correa had a big night for the Minnesota Twins as they opened up their series against Oakland with a 6-2 win at Target Field. Correa hit the go-ahead single in the third inning and added a two-run home run in the seventh. Byron Buxton added three hits and two RBIs in the victory, while Joe Ryan earned his fifth win after holding Oakland to two runs on three hits and seven innings. Simeon Woods Richardson will start for Minnesota against Oakland tonight. The Minnesota Lynx look to go for their third win in a row when they host the Los Angeles Sparks at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx just knocked off the reigning champion Las Vegas Aces 100-86 on Tuesday. Minnesota is in third place in the WNBA at 9-3. Tonight's game begins at 6:30. The Packers are off for the rest of the summer. The team wrapped up mandatory minicamp yesterday. Christian Watson told Packers Central that he put in a lot of time and effort in getting his body right. The receiver has missed 11 games over the first two seasons of his career due to injuries. Green Bay gets back together in late July for training camp. Meanwhile, the Packers signed their first-round pick from April's draft. Jordan Morgan agreed to his rookie contract yesterday. The offensive lineman played left tackle at Arizona and was selected 25th overall. Head coach Matt LaFleur has experimented with the lineman at practice, giving him snaps at every position except center. For the first time in program history, the Oliva Strum boys baseball team is bringing home a state championship trophy as the Cardinals defeated Solon Springs Northwoods 11-5 in five innings yesterday. The Cardinals are the WIAA Division IV state boys baseball champion.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Quay looking to make a splash. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Packers have started their summer vacations after the conclusion of this week's mandatory minicamp. One player that's looking for a big season is 30-year linebacker Quay Walker, playing in new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley's 4-2-5 scheme that fits his skill set.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think it translates very well for a lot of us. I think it fits what we do. I think Hafley do a great job so far with putting us in the right position, I want to say. Whenever the case, something may not work, or whatever the case may be, I just think it's just like his attention to details and everything like that, and how we are so far. But everything stands out about this defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well. So I love it so far.
The Packers' first training camp workout is July 22nd. Also from the NFL, and it has a Packers implication, the Jacksonville Jaguars have signed quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a five-year, $275 million contract extension. That ties him with Cincinnati's Joe Burrow for the highest-paid player in league history at $55 million per season. As the Packers and Jordan Love work through his extension, both sides say they want to get done before training camp starts. One other Packers off-the-field note, the Lambeau Field campus is one of nine sites identified as a possible home base for a World Cup team in 2026. So while no games would be played at Lambeau Field, a team could use the Packers' training facilities during their run in the tournament. College football, the Badgers add another to the class of 2025. Mason Posa, a four-star inside linebacker from New Mexico, has committed. His other finalists were Oregon and Texas A&M. He also had offers from, among others, USC, Alabama, Oklahoma State, TCU, and Washington. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 731-24. For rules on how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs low 80s, west winds at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs low 70s. Sunday, sunshine, a 40% chance of morning storms, highs low 90s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of sunshine. Plum City, 62. Ogallie and Mondovi, 60. Pepin Lake City, Wabasha, Nelson, 59. Here at WRDN, we do have Sunshine 60 with Tracy Lawrence. And if the world had a front porch, it's 722.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies, and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it all. Still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind.
said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend wouldn't like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like I'm the only one.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Morgan Whalen. I had some help. 7:32 rather. Happy Friday. I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989, or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. During the 9 o'clock hour, at about 9:15, we'll wrap up our week-long spotlight on the Larson family. They're the owners of Loran Rolling Acres, host of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow morning. And we're going to talk with Lori Larson a little bit about what's going to be happening with the Dairy Breakfast tomorrow. Of course, we'll be there too. So we'll have more on that again during the 9 o'clock hour. Congratulations to the Levi Strom Cardinals. How about the Cardinals, huh? 5 innings, 11-1. They are the WIAA Division IV State Boys Baseball Champions. First time to state. There you go. Batting 1,000, boys. Good job as they win the Division IV state championship. Nice weather today, but more rain on the way. Can you believe it that since March. March, April, and May, according to the Weather Service, anywhere from 10 to 12 inches of rain has fallen across parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. All of Minnesota is no longer in drought, and only a very small portion of three or four counties in Wisconsin are considered abnormally dry. That's how much rain we've received since the beginning of March, and more rain is on the way. Our weather forecast coming up.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy, 58 tonight. Chance of a shower on your Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high near 75. Showers and storms Saturday night, a low of 63. Chance of a storm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, 87. For Monday, showers and storms, 86, and highs near 90 with storms on Tuesday.
Currently 59 degrees.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17, I think about my OG, I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stance, you probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away. When you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night.
I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd pay some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. He said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, 10-piece band and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. We'll be right back.
devil danced in empty parkings, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mind.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Song on the radio, yeah, yeah. Girl, how could little fruity, but she asked if I liked her, so I said yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod, kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off? She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand, and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio, yeah. What I'm drinking, girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A little later under that full moon, I didn't want the night to end too soon. I said it's getting late, you need to go. She said no. I was like yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, if you say so. Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind, so I can say yeah, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Joe Nichols, yeah, 749. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, today is Flag Day, and the American Legion Post 181 will be doing a Flag Day retirement ceremony this evening, starting at 6 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial in Chippewa Falls. And if you do still have a flag to retire, you can bring it to the ceremony, and the American Legion Post 181 will retire it properly. You don't need to attend the ceremony, if you can't attend the ceremony, just reach out to a post member to coordinate getting them the flag that needs to be retired, and they will do that for you this evening. Again, Flag Day retirement ceremony coming up this evening, 6 o'clock with the American Legion Post 181 at the Veterans Memorial at Chippewa View Park here in Durand. Well, there was an unusual element to a middle school graduation yesterday in Needham, Massachusetts. Of course, it's that time of year. A lot of graduations going on. High school, kindergarten, elementary school, all of that. Get this. 23 sets of twins were among the 8th grade graduates at Pollard Middle School. 23 sets of twins? How'd they keep all those kids straight? The twins made up 10% of the 8th graders at the middle school. All those twins are now headed to high school. And if they're... No word on if they're all identical, but just think of it. If all of those twins, 23 sets of twins, if they're all identical twins. Man, I didn't do anything. It was my brother.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home. For services as unique as the life lived.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit wisconsindairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers
are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. Ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living. My sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
nights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. It's your deal.